I have a hole in my nasal cavity.
That's okay. Ow, my head could explode.
I could use a hole in my nasal cavity.
So then what are you guys doing? You go in?
Yeah.
That'd
be sweet.
They're just blazing.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I'm switching my phaser to obliterate small, noisy bugs.
Okay. So, you walk in, it's a gruesome sight. There are four bugs.
One on each?
Yeah, they've been feasting on them.
So, this Kaczynski are still alive?
Kind of. They're dying.
Oh, God, they don't even have a doctor to say.
You
and then the bugs attack you.
No. 13. Ha!
There it goes first.
Who is it?
Are you guys still
alive? Oh, these
guys. Yeah, hi there. They're just really slow. Yeah.
Alright, so Eric, what do you want to
do? Kill bugs. Oh no, I'm gonna kill two bugs. I can shoot two, right? And they're close.
Yeah. Plus another shot.
Four. I got normal slash. I got minus one modifier from normal slash.
Oh, that's true. So plus one other shot.
Okay.
So it looks like five.
Okay. First one.
You have a fairly high thing.
Yeah. The thing that would, you know, make a person go and fall in a little pile of ash.
Ah, okay.
But wouldn't like blow through a bulkhead.
Right. Okay. You'd be so great one, basically.
Oh. Yeah, so it needs to be high to get us.
Nope.
So that means you blow a hole in the bulkhead, I think.
You should look.
Specifically set below the bulkhead level.
So you make a big hole in the bus kit.
Yeah. I make a big red spot.
Yaha! I got a hint.
So you have it on what? Stun?
Heavy stun.
Heavy stun?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go down. Let's see, on 12, one of the two remaining ones.
On 12? 12?
Yeah.
Well, I went before
you. Oh, okay. You went before you. One just a security guard.
How come I never shoot that fast?
Ah! Because they're fast.
Point of lessons.
His claw is 3 points of damage.
Wait, what's my dodge score?
Go ahead and roll for the defense. Nope. Okay. So you take 3 points.
Okay, I've taken 5 or 6 so far.
Yeah. You've fallen down like a couple more. So fine.
You're okay.
But so what were you shot one. What was that? What do you want to do?
Don't they have to roll for the 7 again?
8.
And damage on medium strength?
Heavy strength. What is the minus 1 or minus
2
on his?
Minus 1.
What's this
skill?
You take one
off.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's one bug left.
Okay, everyone makes it this one. Hopefully they'll take it all down.
Okay, 4 damage.
7.
Oh, I take a point of damage.
8.
So everyone's like at plus 1 now or so?
Maybe.
No, I'm okay.
No. That's pretty tough. Initiative.
You sure?
Yeah.
We all fumble.
We all miss. So.
Of course I didn't.
So. Okay. You stand the vote. So three of them are stunned.
But I go first, the wing.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of them are stunned. Two of them are stunned.
Maybe he's tasted it. They lost it.
The four cat people are... down, dazed, and we...
Not dead yet?
Start finding wins.
No, not really dead yet, although we got
it out. We can fix that.
We're heading up to technology. I guess they're patching them up.
They can patch them up.
I'll keep an eye out. Shoot
them with, just shoot them with something to make them feel good.
We can call the medical people up.
Calms down.
Yeah.
They could, but... Well, we'll tell you what happened.
Meanwhile, you two are with the endurance. So you wake them up.
You forgot to say you tied them up first. They kill you.
Well, you have them pretty much like painkillers. Yeah, but they're not too badly off.
They are tied up, but, you know. They are
kind of groggy.
They aren't going to be doing anything more aggressive than nicking on this stuff.
So you think?
Don't give them any needles.
No.
What happened? We were transporting these things. You know, they're supposed to be delicacies.
We thought
we'd eat a shipment. So when we thawed them out, they just started keying at us. Horrible wailing.
Idiots.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I'd like to point out that the Kazin probably did really find the ship as salvage.
Not there's living crew members,
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah, but the crew members that the ship was floating.
They may get some sort of recovery rating, but unless the crew, the ship completely has, it's not salvage.
Yeah, it's not salvage.
And the attacking us that kind of.
We attacked them.
You guys actually
shot.
Well, but that was in self defense. They were coming straight at us.
We were coming straight at them.
We were coming straight at them.
I think we won.
We started
a dragon contest.
I'm afraid.
The pirate
was very bright.
The pirates.
Yeah, well, there were.
Explain my
action. The answer is The answer is there were living Andorians on the ship.
Okay. Yeah. Which cargo hold were they in? How many of them are there?
It's like a whole level full of them. But they're.
How many?
I mean, they're all in their own.
How many did they thaw to eat?
Just a box.
How many are in a box?
Okay, so
five.
There's one still wondering about.
Okay.
So how long if Power went out?
Yeah,
if Power
goes
off?
Out, how long before the rest of them fly out and we're all screwed?
How many of these crates are there?
They're not going to thaw that quick with no power.
That's true.
Day or two, the ship and everything in will be at absolute zero.
That's true.
I don't think we have to worry about thawing.
Yeah, thawing.
You
have
had problems with your power system previously.
No. I mean, you know, it's an old ship. People
won't know. So we couldn't get the water.
Well, the tiller, right? Is it going?
Well, the power is completely out.
Really?
No, not like that.
So... didn't know why the power was
on. Now, the Tellarite was where? On the... He was on the Kazinti ship, right?
No idea.
At one point, Shannon was doing censoring, and you said, oh, and one Tellarite.
He was saying there's also one Tellarite on the crew.
Oh, on the manifest?
Yeah. Just checking for it. Don't worry, I couldn't get it.
Okay.
So any idea why this power would be at?
I have just so I can find out.
No idea
what
it would be at.
This one's missing from my set, too.
Yeah.
So if you guys are okay now, we'll walk up to auxiliary control where...
And help them up to the sensor.
Yeah. So we help them up to auxiliary control.
All right. So everybody gathers their auxiliary control.
I'll help patch up the cat people.
There's still four more Kazinti and one Bug.
Yes.
I would not have guessed this adventure was dinner gone horribly wrong.
You got it. That's a good premise for an adventure.
I agree.
Dinner gone horribly
wrong. I killed Matt.
Could be lunch.
Dinner sounded better because it was just a little
breakfast. Brunch.
But I would probably pronounce it tiny little mock.
That's true. I like brunch because it rhymes with like munch and crunch. So you can make a good old.
But so does brunch.
That's true. All right, you're all about auxiliary control.
We can send you more
behind
the
pizza.
We'll send you.
Should I roll my trauma bit, my trauma first aid?
Sure.
Do they, any of them recover enough to...
He's three courage points.
Really
I got a 10.
Okay.
Are they still, like, all unconscious? Or any of them
capable
of talking?
Four are unconscious. You can probably wake one up. Let's do that.
Hey, wake one up so we can ask where the other four might be.
Okay.
Wake one up
because
we're
not kidding people.
Yep.
Okay. Yum, yum, yum. No couple left. Yum, yum, yum. Visitor.
I turn on my universal translator.
So what did he say?
Prisoner? No talk will I, prisoner.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Yoda.
He's not a prisoner.
You're restrained for your own safety.
Who the hell restrained him?
The boss.
He's not restrained.
I don't think we tied him up.
We didn't tie anyone up. What? No.
Oh.
No, they didn't do anything wrong. Why would we do this? They were there for salvage. The bugs were part of the bad guys in the situation.
They might not have known it was salvage before they got onto the ship, because if it was already an ironclad, they could be scammed.
Yeah.
So that mayor of the other ship might not have known it wasn't salvage yet either, the ones they attacked.
Yeah,
that's the one that becomes your phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I got no beef with Cynthia. They're not prisoners. And we're actually going to return you to your ship if we can get our way out of this.
Cool. So,
yeah, okay.
When we look out the front door,
yeah,
what do we say?
So there's one more bug.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, where are your friends?
There's one more bug, and fart, where's Nellum?
Yeah.
So is there like a window outside in the auxiliary control?
No power.
No.
So now we're trying the battery thing.
I'm pretty sure the ships don't have windows. They just have screens.
Yeah.
It's like tip forward.
Probably it's really screens, so they might be made to look like windows.
No, no, no. It's transparent aluminum.
Really?
Yeah.
It's transparent aluminum. That,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
They invented it in Star Trek 4.
Yeah.
Huh? They make their ships out of aluminum?
Well,
transparent.
I mean, it's a glass.
Listen, there was an episode of Star Trek where the power rings out, and because the ship cannot exist without all the force fields holding together, it just began flying apart.
What was this?
One of these Star Trek Next Generations, the power went out. Everything holding together that ship was force fields. If the force fields started to go out, the ship just started breaking.
No wonder they have such troubles in battle.
That's slow.
Okay, so they call their friends on the communicator. There, okay.
We're looking, there's one bug left.
One bug unaccounted for by us.
Yeah.
Have you killed any bugs?
Yeah.
Have your friends?
I think so.
Nope. Okay.
Now it's like eating it. Go split up.
Well, there's one bug left.
Go south the front part of the ship.
Where are they?
It's grown.
No, they're off in the front of the area.
Okay.
Looking around.
Okay.
So they didn't notice when you guys were attacked with bugs?
No.
Yeah, so
open the communicator and they all go.
<That'd be very laughs>
broadcast the bug scream to the whole ship.
Okay. We tell them the part is that we don't have any power or any way of communicating to the outside, even though their ship and our ship is right outside. And so we need to somehow get.
We need to try to rig and try to, if we could try to rig the communicator and the sensors to find the other bug and talk to the ships.
Well, we're trying to get the power back up right now. The battery.
Yeah, if we can get power to communications, then we can basically.
Cable so that it stops me at about the length when I get to the ship.
Okay. All right.
You're going to be pretty slowly to have the cable that will be able to stop you.
I'm willing to move it pretty slowly.
Okay.
Use a bungee cable.
What
starship piloting under?
I have that.
Is it perception, logic, or just straight edge?
Perception.
And logic.
I get a 6.
Okay. So you start drifting slowly across it. Pretty close.
Yeah, I just kind of set the angle before I went to the rail.
Okay, so my suggestion is we try and use battery power to get communications up and communicate to the outside world. Just let them get our ass out of here.
Yeah.
And we tell the Xenthi we'll do that too. And they can contact their ship.
Sure.
And
we're going to bring our extra cables to connect up to the other ship, and then we can just start slowly dragging everything.
We're totally unaware of what he's doing, right?
So we're still sitting in the middle of the iron storm, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any windows on this ship I see a door? Anyway.
Why do we want to look out the window? So we can, like, you send a floor to signal the ship?
No, I suspect the other ships are gone.
That seems
like we've already had contact there.
You have no power.
You have no power. And we're in an iron storm.
We lost sufficient power to contact them.
Well, you can always look out the airlock.
The problem is you have no spacesuits with oxygen.
What?
I thought we did.
Really?
Oh, did you have more of a type?
There are actually some in the engineering.
Yeah,
there are some.
The ones in the engineering do have oxygen tanks. Mm-hmm.
I am bringing extra spaces with oxygen to get our
stuff. So I asked the Gazinti if they were having trouble with power.
We got a wireless one. Yeah. It was
a
nice one.
Then
the bugs hit. It was horrible.
Yeah. Too bad we cat people can't see in the dark. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. What kind of
rule system is this?
Maybe they could
exactly
play Prime Directive.
Maybe they can Zinti can and you can't.
Oh, that would be just too unfair. So, we're basically... ask them to if they can try and hunt down that last bug, maybe with the help of our security or whatever, and we'll and
they're
some
probably
of us
not
keep
the
up.
Best people to send after bugs.
No,
they got high fair hearing.
That's true.
Better hearing is a minus in this case. Exactly.
Yeah. So, like one of us and the two security guys should go try and find the last bug.
Well, I'm happy to go bug hunting since I'm going to be useless during the other stuff.
Are you sick too?
Huh?
Are you sick too?
I have been.
Chad's not allowed to sneeze for 3 days.
Wait.
3 weeks?
I was completely incapacitated over Christmas and New Year's, but
I was pretty sick over Christmas. I was wondering if I saw you in the mixing all the shit in the other way.
Okay, so let's see.
I'm going to walk over and push the cat onto your head.
Well, that would be mean to you, the cat.
Well, I guarantee it would fall on its feet.
No, not necessarily munchkin.
No,
that way.
I wouldn't guarantee it.
No.
She might land on her back and look kind of surprised.
Tumbling on her head.
Wouldn't hurt anything.
Alright, so you've been to...
You might fall on your monitor all the time.
Crunch.
This one's marked me, like when she was sitting on the couch or I was holding her or something, it was going to ring the doorbell or ringing on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you know what she really likes?
Your arm pit?
Watch the cat.
And we now have that on tape.
Are we tormenting the cat?
Not tormenting, it's just making sure she stays awake so she doesn't blow cobwebs to the bat lightly. As much.
You want to know where to fall and things?
Walking around at 3 in the morning, yelling her head off.
Have you seen cobwebs lately? It's huge.
I get fed.
I think she spent more weight than Colin. Colin did spend more time on the plate.
What is it?
Considerably.
You actually let me get that better.
You know, better than I can walk again.
Okay, so that's the plan.
Okay.
Small group of bug humping, let's try and get battery power to communication.
Is there
Kind of raid anywhere in
the game? I didn't talk for very long. It just made me look comfortable. So I don't think I'll realize that.
Hey, Colin, call.
I'll set the phaser on. Deep prime monster.
There you go. Why is the phaser?
They're tasty.
Yeah. Okay, so you rig up.
Apparently, they're a delicacy.
I'll set it on cook.
Like systems engineering, we'll just rig it up the battery to the communicator.
Let's see. Now, if I were a lobster, where would I go?
My base is one, since this isn't a weapon.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Don't we all let everyone roll and then everyone can add one? Whoever gets the highest.
I actually think if everyone's doing it, it's harder each time someone tries. Or something like
no,
that.
No, I thought you could all roll at the same time, but sort of.
Yeah, you all roll at the same time.
And add one to the highest.
I think the mother will be happy to help with that.
Everybody has 16, add one.
I think
the logic
app? I think
it's up to the limit, but yes. How many people did it help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 is usually my roll.
I think it's usually up to the number player.
Should both systems.
7.
Systems engineering.
Never mind.
So you get like a
12.
I got a
14.
Okay. So you're gonna go some wires over to communications. You start trying to get out of signal, which you think will be close enough. So the only flaw in your plan?
Yes.
Is the freighter still drifting?
Oh, damn.
I'll try and... Is it drifting faster than I am? Well, your tether's going to draw you up short.
Yeah,
where you need
your tether's going to draw you up short.
How short?
By the time you get to it, probably
do we have anything we can rig as a weapon? Once we figure
this
one?
Let's talk first.
Catch to the ship, but it wasn't a kilometer long.
I want someone to tell us we're in a space riff, damn it.
Yeah. This is Chase. JG,
I still think we're in an iron storm.
Yeah. I've got a shuttle coming in to rescue you, but it looks like the tether's going to come up short.
Tether?
What do you say, tether?
Because all work systems and impulse systems go down here. Listen, you're in a rift. Do you not know that?
No. No, we're in an iron storm.
No, you're actually you dropped through a dimensional rift the second you landed on the ship. Don't know why.
Oh, that sucks.
Let's be the
attack. Might have been some instability.
I went in Dorian. They will kill this. Oh wait, I need to fix my openness. Oh. Take that back.
I think I'm going to have to rig up a longer tether to account correctly for your movement, unless you've got something that could span about a kilometer on board. In which case, I could hook you up to the ship and we could all be pulled back.
Do you have anything? That's an annoying.
Whoa, what
is this? Let's get to the other side of the ship and start shooting, and we'll push it the other way.
Okay, everybody who was next to the shuttle?
We could use
We
just breach the hull of that direction.
He was the only one.
Yeah. You're the only one that actually was next to the shuttle? Everybody else kind of watched up.
No, I would have walked. Determined that there was air in the shuttle bay, I think we all would have walked up to it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Then you can all make propulsion engineering rules.
The thought would be if we could push something out for the ship, like being picked for us, but that would be abandoning this whole thing.
I have 4.
Oh, okay.
Shuttle, it's a really old shuttle. It has
jetpacks.
Neodymium thrusters. Salt, which are
solid.
Solid fuel.
Solid fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You could just, in which direction do the bay doors open? Do they open the direction the ship's going? Opposite the direction the ship's going?
Could we rig up the batteries to turn on the maneuver jets for just a little while?
If they took the shuttle and firmly attached it into the shuttle bay, then they opened the shuttle doors, and they fired the propulsion, would it start slowing the ship or would it start speeding the ship?
It would start slowing the ship. The bay doors in front of the ship.
Uh-huh. Would we have enough to slow the ship entirely, or would we just run
it?
This a little tiny shuttle.
Huge.
But we could all get in it and get out.
Yeah. Okay. Will the maneuver drive?
Well, there's this thing about medical supplies.
Will they get
the medical supply?
Well, will they be too far away if I wait till I hit the end, let them pull me back in, and then send out with a long enough tether to correctly account for their drifting?
They'll be even farther away. And the only problem with that, well, the farther away it is, the better your body will is to get it just right.
That's true. So maybe you guys should get out of there first, and then we can come in a second time.
What are the properties of this?
Because basically the shuttle that's in our thing,
I'm sure we can
do it.
I'm solid fuel.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that the ship can put together things that have solid fuel, things that could actually be strapped on freighter easily enough. Shoot it out there, use the shuttle on this end to maneuver out, get it attached to the ship, and then push it back.
Because
solid fuel is something that you can spit right out of, you know, the little food-making devices.
Yeah. If the food-making devices were working.
They are on that starship.
So you guys should all get out first with the medical supplies, and then we'll try and salvage the freighter.
Can we pick the medical supplies on the shuttle?
And the Kazan?
I think the medical supplies are like, you know, holds full of things.
Wait, we opened the freighter ship.
Let's get the people on the...
Yeah. Okay, what are the properties? Can there any way we can shield against the properties of the submission so we can get the maneuver thrusters working? Okay?
We can isolate
the maneuver thrusters will work, period.
No, on the shuttle. But only on the shuttle.
It's the impulse engines and it's the warp.
Basically, we just, you guys get out of there and we'll, on the ship, prepare some things that we can use back here to actually get it with the freighter.
Okay.
And then we'll
get the freighter.
Revert to old tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really correct. The freighter.
So and start lighter. Preparing some solid rocks.
Yeah.
Fuels,
so,
maneuvering.
Yeah. But we'll escape on the little shuttle and that's fine, and then we'll...
We'll worry about the ship later.
And we warned everyone, there's still one of the little screaming thingies.
No one's going in. So.
It could be a
Kazan that are with us and tell them to get their full friends.
Okay.
Them.
So you all try to pack in the ship?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We all fit?
Nice.
Just lie down on each other. Yeah, I mean, my God, we don't need, like, chairs.
That's true. Like,
No. The shuttle's weight should be made of metal and everything like that compared to, like, us inside. Mm.
Okay, you get everybody inside.
All we have to do is sort of get moving and point towards the way and turn off the engine and we'll drift.
Mm-hmm. So with the shuttle, you're going to go outside?
Head outside with the maneuvering in.
Did you ever manage to get the shuttle door open? Mm-hmm. Or is it still back to this side?
No,
it's true, it's still back. Well,
that's okay. It's attached to its back.
But the bay doors, though.
We can open the bay doors. We can get the bay doors. Probably.
Can we?
We can hot wire them, maybe.
Maybe.
There's batteries right there through the shuttle room.
Okay. Well, okay. So you do that. Open the bay doors.
How?
Well, there'll be some nasty decompression when you do that.
Can we go up a remote control thing? With our tricorders and our phasers.
We just open it slowly.
Well, we actually wanted to drag the shuttle a little bit.
No, you can just use your propulsion when you get out there. You don't want to go. You don't want to take the chance of damage.
Control forward.
Okay. So you'll eventually get it open, blow it out, and then what are you going to do? You're going to try to maneuver back towards the
rift. Yes, towards the rift.
All right, so it's a little pointy thing.
If nothing else, you can just maneuver back to where my shuttle is, and I can just tether you like I was playing on
the other. So as you pass over the freighter again,
mm-hmm.
I guess everybody comes to be looking at this for the cockpit door. Make a motion engineering one.
Who's looking?
I look.
What are you
looking
for?
Just looking. Everyone is not
looking at the freighter as we're passing over the length of it.
Oh, okay.
The way we're going.
All right. All right. Basic intellectual.
Engineering.
Six. 11. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is not the looking for. Propulsion engineering. I got an 8.
Propulsion
engineering.
Six.
No,
11.
You know, the freighter is really old.
Okay.
It is awful. That's what you're going to do.
Hey, aren't those thrusters the same kind as the ones on this shuttle?
I'd say much, much bigger, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back.
It's already got minimum thrusters.
Yeah.
Just go, you
know. Okay.
Just like the shuttle, it's got bigger.
But it has impulse engines as well?
That's what they usually use.
Okay.
I mean, the thrusters are there.
Just for situations like these.
Yeah.
You never know when you might get caught in an interspatial rift.
It happens a lot on Star Trek, actually.
Yeah. Galaxy's big, ships are very small, but that must mean there are a lot of interspatial rifts.
So get back in there and
turn around, go back and use
end of story. Big thruster.
Now there's still one bag left.
And it's grown.
Huge.
Multiplying. I want to eat one of those bugs.
So you're going to try to use a really
control?
Hmm? You're
going to
try to control the ship from engineering. Well, actually,
should be able to.
You
can
put
on
space suits
and do it.
Okay, catch it engineering from batteries.
That's fine.
Yeah.
By the way, I checked for downloads about the spaceship. Does it have that? It has the fact that it has solid thrusters?
You actually get the computer for it?
No, I mean, on little downloads for tricorders that we have with the map.
Well, it might mention historical,
We knew all about, I think.
So you're gonna use so if you try to do it from auxiliary control, it's a harder problem. There's not that much fuel.
All you need to do is make sure you get to where my shuttle is.
Where would it be?
The bridge would be easy.
Okay, so from the bridge.
The bridge is open to space.
How open?
If you were doing it, actually when you fly over the bridge, they have to open.
Only after it's closed.
Okay.
We can do that.
We can do that.
Okay, we do the airlock spacewalk.
Close the bridge.
Close the hatch.
Okay.
And then pilot it from the bridge.
Okay, so when you get to the bridge, like all the rest of the crew, in space suit, dead. Because they all sort of up. The Tellarite is actually guys from the fresh because this is true.
Okay. Is there a dead lobster in here, too?
There's
question
is there
a live lobster in here?
There is a lobster in there. You go inside, there's a lobster in there.
Shoot it.
Not moving.
Shoot
it anyway. Thanks, Jerry.
Shoot it anyway.
I want to eat it.
Maybe if you saw another
lobster. Hey. So should they go to the eating rabbit?
Me and the convince you're going
to go. Don't saw the box, just take the whole box and throw it in a pot of boiling water.
Ooh. Me and the convince you're going to eat.
Alright, so eventually you can do that.
Fine.
Okay. And then getting it towards the rest again is another 7.
8.
Okay. Now you have four shots to get a 10. Make sure you get two.
10, 8.
15. You got the first one. Minimum amount of fuel.
It goes down the red.
I just pulled back in on my tether.
Hey, it was a good try.
It was.
Okay, so you get the sprayer back with the survivors.
All two of them.
Yeah.
I guess you... Let's see if it's
dead.
Yeah,
one of them.
So the ship goes back to the
one. So
the
fire?
No.
Take the Andorians on board to medical bay and try to patch them up.
They have a little neurosurgeon. Chris is a neurosurgeon.
You can make them some artificial...
I think actually you just take the little thing that goes...
Yeah. Rhythm.
We'll do the little...
Regenerate.
We'll regenerate the little thing here.
And then you can just
plug
the freighter out of the store.
Yeah. Actually, I guess we can...
We can pilot it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so wherever it was supposed to be going.
Thanks.
We're going to need more than two people.
Nah.
It's all automatic.
We can prize crew aboard.
That's what this group should do. We should play a pirate deck.
We did. In this game, in fact.
Yeah.
I think you were there in Halo.
Oh, yeah. I can't say you. You're right.
Alright, so that's pretty much it,
the adventure.
Okay.
So have I gotten promoted yet? So,
do a research on the bug, what is it?
It's a Klingon delicacy.
Klingon.
Klingon.
Pal, hey, mother.
Well,
let's see. Or court martials.
Or deadly court martials.
Well, issue about cat people.
Start a war with the Kazinti?
No, I don't think we could actually start a war with them. We're just a small place that...
Then they're beaten by the Federation once they're
there. No, they do have their own...
They don't have an empire.
Small conglomerate of stars.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could be...
When they were written,
they could be
house or role
playing
game.
The Kazinti were pathetic.
Not easily.
They had, like, all their spaceships taken away.
You know, under structure or something.
We've got three of them.
That's a
third
of
the
Kazinti Empire.
But they're, you know, they just shut the down south.
They aren't the Gorn. The Gorn could crush us all. The Gorn and the Starfleet universe.
They're really tough.
Boy.
Yeah, they're very good.
Oh, boy. There are no Gorn in the,
Everybody gets two experience points.
Yay. Find out later.
I think I showed some initiative.
Not many people who have made a
50-mile long tether.
Yeah, I think you did anything.
Discipline all around.
Discipline order. Initiative.
The first thing,
and skill.
So
Sandy,
initiative.
Skill?
Yeah.
The last time.
Uh-huh.
The last time, you know.
Yeah.
So, wait, what do you think Donald did?
Skill.
That's what you remember him for?
Mm-hmm. Who was it that decided to let the Kazinti just be free without weapons and stuff?
Eric.
Help! So that's right. I think that's some openness
over there.
Get negative. You just lowered my right arm.
So did it do anything?
Shield.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get it offset by getting aggression.
I think Eric gets aggression.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, that'll increase your right now. True.
Hey, just so you know, you're still kind of slow, being, you know, that logic kind of thing, but you're way better than other commanders who've had like
Chris?
Too timid.
I wouldn't have attacked that ship like that.
What do you think you did?
I got a couple times really high.
Openness.
At red and
then... Well, do you think your character did anything that Open
it. He didn't want to shoot the bugs at first. Right? Oh no, the Andorians. He didn't want to shoot them. Yeah. Even though they were blood crazy.
That is true. First, I like trying to talk to them down. So. Could be open it.
Negative
reaction.
Shit. Well, that's good.
Okay.
You don't want a high aggression.
No, double resist.
Yeah, that's
not actually signing him now. He's taking notes for later.
Could be clean.
Discipline all around.
That was pretty disciplined of me to stay on board ship just to transport your fool asses over.
I was playing chicken.
I was actually probably about as disciplined as I've ever been because, you know, I was allowed to kill him.
I'm always disciplined, so it doesn't matter.
Nah.
I'll probably buy it at the post, yeah. I mean, what's the site for coming out with this new Star Trek Starfleet game?
I'm not sure. A few months, probably.
I think
that'll
be pretty
quick.
The what?
I think it'll be by Gen Con.
Maybe Origins.
That'd be my guess is the name for a Gen Con.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing for
the top. Someone is talking of the Doom to Roleplay game, do they?
What?
The Doom to Roleplay game.
What's the other?
Watsy's not going to do what he's going to want. They lost the license.
For you?
Yeah.
Also?
Yep.
And so the Lug Roleplay game is going to be a very rare commodity.
They actually, in August, chose not to do the balloon payment for the license fee that came up to renew the Doom license, and because they figured they'd renegotiate, and then they negotiated for a little while, and then Herbert Estate pulled the license. So in all that Watchy catalogs, it says, you know, it still says that all this Doom stuff's coming out in all their catalogs. But it isn't.
Yeah. But no one here bought a copy of the Doom yet, right?
I did. You can get it for like $150 on eBay.
Yeah, that's a little
bit. But it's like, I'm not really into Doom.
Yeah. I would like
one of the stuff.